Certainly, you cannot highlight the original molecules with a certain color to make that kind of statement. But mathematical calculations support my statement. So we leave with a homeopathic prepared remedy, the material level, and arrive on a level of information, or better, on an energetic level. It is not putting some drops of substance into the ocean and claiming this is a homeopathic remedy. It is not the dilution alone, rather the precise steps of potentiation, the tapping and shaking in a certain way. And today's quantum physics support that way of carrying information. Now we have a remedy that carries a certain kind of energetic information. But how do we know about the healing properties of a certain plant, even more so on a non-material level? Hahnemann scientifically demonstrated the healing properties of a remedy by giving potentized substances to healthy human beings. In homeopathy, there is no animal testing. Everything is done by vital, living people. People, or better, the provers who took the remedy, had to write down every symptom they experienced during the time of taking the remedy and beyond. These 6 or 10 people have independently from each other written down the symptoms. What was striking, that these provers independently from each other experienced the same or similar symptoms at the time of proving. Today, even 200 years later, these provings have been repeated, and provers again would experience the same symptoms. Science occurs when systematic knowledge of the physical or material world is gained through observation and experimentation.